الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم صدق الله العظيم.
Most respected brothers and elders and sisters who are listening over this year, in tonight's Taraweeh, we came across the verse I recited before you now. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think, Allah addresses man, Allah says, do you think that we have created you in vain, without any maqsad, without any purpose, without any object? This is not why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. An insan comes into this world without any aim, without any object, no purpose. Allah just creates us. Man does as he feels. Allah says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you will not return to us. It can never be so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's quality is فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Allah is the true king, possessor of the entire universe. He is sublime. He is mighty, all-powerful, high, above, creating human beings for no purpose whatsoever. وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. Whoever calls out or supplicates or makes ibadah to any other person besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sees he's got no proof to do so. He's got no proof that he can present to show that there is another God who he can worship. Therefore we find in tonight's Taraweeh that we heard, Surah Anbiya was recited, part of Surah Anbiya. Allah talks about various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, starting from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah mentions these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they always directed the attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the calamity, whatever the grief, whatever the problem, whatever the sorrow, whatever the hardship, they always made what we call ruju' ila Allah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the lesson of Ramadan, ruju' ila Allah. In the same verse that I recited, Allah says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. And say, oh Allah, forgive me and have mercy upon me. We're already experiencing the second 10 days of Ramadan. So these are great days in which we seek Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy. It's not after a few days we get tired and say, we ask Allah a lot, ma'ad Allah. We need to beg and beg and beg and beg. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he tries desperately to invite his people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he finds that they are not listening to him, and he becomes upset and angry with them, he does not wait for instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he abandons his people, boards a ship and he flees his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like this, that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, without Allah's command, He leaves his people. So Allah makes it such that he is swallowed by a whale. He is in the belly of the whale, or a huge fish. And this is in the darkness of the sea. Zulumat, darkness upon darkness. Where does he go to? There is no turning away, there is no refuge, there is no protection from Allah but towards Allah. Where can insan run? We commit gunas, we commit sin. We may feel that we are running away from Allah. But we have to return to Allah because it is only Allah who is going to forgive. It is only Allah who can forgive. It is only Allah who is prepared to forgive. And Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Allah inspires him. And what does he say? La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Wallah, there is no ilah, there is no deity, there is no person worthy of worship except you. Subhanak. You are free from any type of shortcomings, any type of blemish. You've got no deficiencies whatsoever. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Oh Allah, I was from amongst the oppressors. I wronged myself. I did wrong. I disobeyed you. La ilaha illa anta. One person says after committing so much of gunas. And then he supplicates and he turns to Allah. He says, Allah, Allahumma anta anta wa ana ana. Oh Allah, you are you. I am myself. In other words, I am a gunegar. I am a sinner. I am drowning in sins. But Allah, you are afu, kareem, you are most forgiving. This dua, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is extremely powerful. For all those who are suffering depression, or any worry, or any hardship, whatever the hardship may be, read, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that depression. Allah will remove that worry. Allah will remove that grief and sorrow. The moment he does so, he turns, he makes ruju' ila Allah. He repents. Allah says, fastajabna lahu. We answer him. The other Anbiya alayhi salatu salam also, Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. So much of sicknesses, hardship, he lost his all his children, all his belongings, all his property. He is in pain. Anni mastani al-dur, wa anta arhamur rahimin. Wallah, I am suffering some pain, grief. I am complaining only to you, O my Allah. You are most merciful of all those who show mercy. So every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many incidents. Incident of Taif. How he turned to Allah. Begged from Allah. And this is what Allah is showing us in Surah Al-Anbiya. That his Nabis who are ma'asum, sinless. The few slips that they have made was not a sin. Allah had forgiven them. But Allah wants to direct the attention of us. The ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They see these ma'asum anbiyas, alayhi salatu wasalam, they are turning towards me. How much more important it is for us, the bandas of Allah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every verse in the Quran is so beautiful. And these surahs especially are packed with so much of lessons and so many meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah Hajj, and the opening verses of Surah Hajj, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, Uttaqoo Rabbakum. Oh mankind, fear your Rabb. Have taqwa. Immediately after that, Allah talks about the day of Qiyamah. The advent of Qiyamah. Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azeem. The day of Qiyamah, there will be a quake. Everything will shake. And this shaking, Allah says, is very, very severe. It is such that on the day of Qiyamah, a person, a woman who was breastfeeding her child, that baby who was suckling, is now casted aside by that mother. That mother who was bearing a child, who was carrying the child in her womb, Suddenly she will abort the child because of the horrifying events and conditions of Qiyamah. Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. It will seem as if the people are in a drunken stupor. Everybody is intoxicated. Whereas nobody drank any alcohol. Nobody took any liquor. But because of the conditions of Qiyamah, when the sun will be hovering above our heads, Allah save us. People will be running to and fro, parishan, nafsi, nafsi. Now they realize that there is a day of hisab in kitab, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we have muraqabah maut, reminding us of maut after maut. Now your qiyamah already begins. Maut is a qiyamah is sughra. It is a small qiyamah. The big qiyamah will take place on the day of qiyamah, on judgment day. Therefore, this life that we have is not a plaything. It is not abas. That is not something futile where we should just while away, just waste away. Every second is valuable, be it Ramadan or out of Ramadan. Right now, if alhamdulillah, may it possible, Allah give us the tawfiq of making Umrah. Massive crowds, people from all countries of the world, old, young, sick, healthy. Such a huge crowd in Makkah Sharif especially. People are making tawaf, people are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, crying somebody in hatim. It is full. There is no place on the mataf, there is no place anywhere in the haram. People are reading outside in the streets. To such an extent that doors have to be closed now. There is no place for anybody to come inside. People are performing Umrah, Tarawih is taking place, Tilawat. Everybody is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are in Madinah Sharif, standing before Rosa Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not one or two, in the thousands. There are queues upon queues. People are supplicating, beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept the Umrah and may Allah give every one of us a tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, every person was remembered in our du'as. Every single person, especially from this masjid. And the many, many, many great ulama and buzrugs we had met in this trip, each one had expressed their grief on the loss of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh. Each one of them said, what a maut. A desirable maut like this. One very great muhaddith had mentioned to me, Shaykh al-Hadith. He said, in these times of fitna, in other words, we are far away from the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very close to Qiyamah. Allah knows best exactly when Qiyamah will take place. But we are very far away from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these times of fitna, where it is so difficult to practice and hold on to our deen, and Allah gives a person a maut of this type, this shows the caliber of the person. Great ulama said, this is a maqbool banda, a chosen servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can also become from the maqbooleen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no shortage. We have to become chosen by Allah. And Allah wants to see our sincerity. Allah wants us to knock and knock and knock on His door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned so many other verses. Surah Nur or Surah Mu'minun, the very first few verses where Allah talks of the qualities of the believers. Inshallah, some other occasion we mention these qualities about showing khushu and khudu in salat, discharging one's zakat, and abstaining especially from love, from futile things. And I'm making a humble appeal, of course, addressing myself first, but especially to our youth, our youngsters. It is a Saturday night. Very few days are left of Ramadan. Half of Ramadan is left. Half is almost finished. Allah knows best when maut will come. Thousands of youngsters had, and people, especially youth, had changed their lives in the hands of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali. Many of them had come on the 27th night and cried and cried and cried. They did not know why they were crying. Something happened to them and after that they changed their lives. But we do not know whether we'll see the 27th night or not, Laylatul Qadr night or not. We should now prepare that maut can come right now. So this message should go through to all our youngsters. We're not thinking low of any person. We all are weak bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But come and frequent the masjids. Sit in the programs, make tawbah, istighfar. Join the zikr program, the dua program, wherever it may be. Whichever masjid, whichever part of the world it may be. But we have to make a firm resolution that I want to change my life. Allah, you are going to help me because I cannot do it anymore. And then in the surah Nur, I will just mention this incident, inshallah, will terminate. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, and Allah declares her innocence, her bara'at. Very touching incident. Where Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone on an expedition. And as they were returning, they camped. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala went to relieve herself. And she lost her necklace, so she was busy looking, searching for a necklace. In the meantime, Sahaba came back. And they continued the journey with leaving her behind. How was this possible? Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that we, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be carried on a box-like structure which was covered, which is called Hudaj in Arabic. And this was carried by the Sahaba, placed on the back of the camel. And because I was absolutely weak and thin, and very light in weight, the Sahaba who carried this box did not realize that I'm not there, because they could not make out any difference. The Sahaba and Rasulullah, they proceed. When I come back, I see everybody is gone, but I did not worry because I knew that Rasulullah will go and he see where's Aisha and he'll come back for me. So she said, I sat there waiting and I fell off to sleep. Suddenly a Sahabi comes, and this Sahabi was the name of Safwan bin Mu'attal As-Sulami radiallahu ta'ala. He was appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whenever we are traveling, then you must come last, and if any belonging is left of Sahaba, you must pick it up and bring it. So he noticed it is Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, because he had seen her in her very young days before the laws of hijab had come down. And therefore he made out, all he said was, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha hears this, فَخَمَّرْتُ وَجْهِ Bukhari Sharif riwayat, she says, I covered my face immediately. And then she takes a qasam in Allah, that I did not hear any other word from him, nothing else besides this Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un that he said. And then he would move away from the camel until I would mount the camel. And then he would go in front and lead the camel. That's all. There was no taluk whatsoever with him. But as we entered Madinah Sharif, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen, he saw Safwan bin Mu'attal coming and Sayyidina Aisha. So immediately he starts the scandal and this slander. And he begins to falsely accuse Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha of having ma'adallah some relationship with Safwan bin Mu'attal As-Sulami radiallahu. Aisha radiallahu anha is unaware of this rumor that is spreading through Medina. Rasulullah s.a.w. The rumor reaches him. Obviously he is worried. He's the Nabi of Allah. He loves Aisha radiallahu anha tremendously. But no wahi is coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a human being. So naturally he was concerned, worried. No wahi is coming down. What if Sayyidina Aisha made a mistake? But he knew she was innocent in the deep recesses of his heart. But he could not see that she was innocent because no wahi came down. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala knows nothing what's happening. Innocent. She's young. And it so happened that she became ill also. She wasn't feeling too well. She said, Rasulullah would come, make salam, but not much conversation. I was a bit worried that he's not behaving like how he normally behaves towards me. Nevertheless, rumor is spreading throughout Medina. I'm just giving this the gist of this entire incident. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam visits her, he goes back home. One day, she is going with the Khadima, Ummu Mistah. She goes out to relieve herself. Those times, the toilets were not in the homes. They were out of the homes. So she had to go out. As they were walking, the two of them, this Khadima of hers trips. And as she trips, she curses her own son. She says, Ta'isa Mistah.
Sayyidina Aisha says, what are you saying? Why are you cursing him? Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, Aisha, you don't know what he is talking about you? What is he saying about me? He is accusing you of committing zina with Safwan bin Mu'attal. Don't you know about it? Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is gripped. She's overwhelmed with such a feeling. She is shocked, full of grief, becomes so sick now, she goes home, takes permission from Rasulullah, let me go to my parents' home. She goes home to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's house, her father, and then she questions her mother and father. And she says, are you all aware of what they are talking about me? Both say yes. What do you all feel? They both keep quiet. They know that the daughter is innocent. She cries and she cries and she cries. The riwayat says, entire night she cried, entire day she cried. In the meantime, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consults Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Usama bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala. Usama, what do you have to say about Aisha? What do you know about her? Do you think she may have committed such a thing, like fornication or adultery? Usama bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasul, never. We only know good about your family. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, obviously he did not accuse Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Let us be very key. Understand that carefully. But Sayyidina Ali radiallahu was concerned about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has not stopped you from marrying any other woman. So if you wish, marry some other woman. Sayyidina Aisha doesn't have to stay in your nikah. That's all. But you can ask Barira radiallahu ta'ala, also a servant of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, ask her. Maybe she can give you some information. Maybe some sense for her. Barira radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha is such an innocent little girl. She is so naive, so simple. That the poor Aisha, after making the roti, she falls off to sleep and the goat comes and eats the roti up. Impossible that she would do such a thing. Nabi Sam consults the Sahaba then. He says, see, this Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was an enemy of Rasulullah, he was a munafiq. He would leave no stone unturned in harming, persecuting Rasulullah. All the time, mocking Rasulullah. He had so much of jealousy, enmity, he couldn't stand the fact that Rasulullah comes to Medina and he gets the leadership. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then says this, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, a few other sahaba had joined him. But Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was the main culprit behind this entire scandal. And Nabi Sallam said, who will sort him out for me? One sahabi from the Aus tribe, he said, Ya Rasulullah, if he's from the Aus, we sort him out now, we will kill him. If it's from any other tribe, then whatever you tell us. Now remember the Aus and Khazraj tribes, before Rasulullah came to Medina, they were enemies. Nabi Sassam brought Muhabbat amongst them. Suddenly a person from the Khazraj tribe, who was from Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul's tribe, and he said that this person is from our tribe and the Aus tribe now wants to fight us and things like that. So they began to fight and they began to quarrel. Suddenly Sahaba are now arguing amongst themselves. Rasulullah is stopping them and silencing them until they were quiet. Now we can understand what an incident this was. The wife of Rasulullah is being falsely accused. Nabi did not want to see any friction amongst the Sahaba. So he terminated that majlis. He goes to this house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He confronts Sayyidina Aisha. Oh Aisha, we all have heard this about you. If you made a mistake, ask Allah for forgiveness. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha looks at her parents. You heard what Rasulullah is saying? Answer on my behalf. They are silent. They have the utmost respect for Rasulullah. She says, all I can say is for sabrun jameel. The same thing that Yaqub alayhi salam said, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was taken and his brother said that he was eaten by the wolf, Yaqub alayhi salam said, I'll make sabr. I will make sabr. She says, I did not at that time had read much of Quran, but I had some inner feeling that Allah is going to declare my innocence. She says, I hardly even felt like that. Suddenly Rasulullah undergoes a wahi is coming down, being revealed to him. And he perspires profusely. Then he turns to Sayyidina Aisha and he smiles. Oh Aisha, Allah has mentioned these verses. 10 verses which we recited just in the last rakat tonight. Where Allah declares that Sayyidina Aisha is absolutely innocent. And Allah warns those people who falsely accuse people of committing zina. That you have to bring 4 witnesses who actually have witnessed the actual act of zina. Failing which you will be given 80 lashes. Those sahaba were punished. Nista, Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, Zainab bin Jahash radiallahu anhu. They made tawbah, they made istighfar. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha hears these verses. So her mother and father tell her, Aisha, go and embrace Rasul, thank him. She says, I will praise my Allah. It was my Allah who declared my innocence. Of course, he loved Rasulullah. But she knew it was Allah who declared her innocence, and these verses are read till the day of Qiyamah. The lesson for us is that we should be very careful of what we say, and who we accuse, and what ghibat we make, and how loose our tongues are, especially in the month of Ramadan. Amlik alayka lisanak. Have full control of our zuban and our tongues. Ignore what people are saying, and what people might make us believe. Leave that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not demolish our thawab, and devastate our amal, and destroy our deen. Our job is to make sure that our hearts are clean, we have no malice whatsoever, we do not gossip and slander and falsely accuse any person. Then we will see unity amongst ourselves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect our chastity, Allah will protect our wives, Allah will protect us. Otherwise, if we falsely accuse any person in the dunya, before maut comes to us, the same thing will happen to us. And we will be humiliated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah forgive us. May Allah help us to spend the remaining days of Ramadan properly. Inshallah, after Taraweeh every night, we will give us just a summary of whatever we recited in the Taraweeh Salah, so that we may understand what we are reading. Otherwise, 50, 60 years, 70 years of life just passes away. We haven't even understood what the Kalamullah is actually all about. So we'll just try and give a brief summary of a few surahs or a few ayat, inshallah, and appreciate Mawlana Yusuf Desai, Mawlana Shabir Asmal, and all others who helped in our absence. They made a great effort, so that I'm coming here and just chasing them away. They will also continue, inshallah, because everybody is asking us to continue something, inshallah, so we will have some program like this, and all other programs will continue, inshallah. وآخر دوان الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai. Ya Allah, we have committed so many gunas, my Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy and darkened and blackened with sin, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, the month of Ramadan is almost halfway gone, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Every sin we committed, ya Allah, major, minor, knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah, those we did in broad daylight, those we did in privacy, Ya Allah. You are well aware of all the gunas we did, my Allah. Perhaps we were hiding from our wives and our children and our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are watching you. And you are well aware. You are basir, you are sami', you are alim, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Conceal our gunas, hide our faults, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, if you don't forgive us, Ya Allah. There is no other person who can forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will ask you again and again and again and again, my Allah. Until you open your floodgates of mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Until you open your doors of tawbah upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, until you answer our du'as, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept our umrah and ziyarat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take all of us again and again, Ya Allah, to Haramain Sharifain for Hajj and Umrah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to spend our time correctly, Ya Allah. Forgive us for all the wrongs we did and all our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pleased with us, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you become pleased with us, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love and ishq, Ya Allah. Make us true ashiqeen, sadiqeen, awliyai, kamileen, siddiqeen, your muqarrabeen, Ya Allah. Make us your special servants, your special bandas, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, hum bohat kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu aajiz nahi hai, Ya Allah. Tu qawi hai, Ya Allah. Tu ghani hai. Hum faqeer hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani. We are beggars, Ya Allah. We require you, Ya Allah, every second of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot even breathe this air, Ya Allah, if you do not will, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot even move our limbs and our eyes and our ears, we cannot even move, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you provide so much for us. Our iftar, the sakhan is full, Ya Allah. At the time of sehri, Ya Allah, you give us so much, Ya Allah. But we have read and we have heard of so many thousands of Muslims, Ya Allah, throughout the world. They don't even have a decent hot meal to have for sehri and iftar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provided such ni'mat for people like us, Ya Allah, especially in this country, Ya Allah. You have given us plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, with all that we still disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, with all that we disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, and you are so tolerant still, Ya Allah. You are so haleem, Ya Allah. You still overlook all the shortcomings, Ya Allah. You still overlook our disobedience towards whom, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you wish, you can seize our eye, Ya Allah, when we cast lustful glances, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you wish, Ya Allah, you can send your azab instantly, Ya Allah. But oh, my Allah, you are ghafur raheem, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Whatever desires we have, Ya Allah, fulfill all our jayiz desires, Ya Allah. Remove all our difficulties, Ya Allah. All our pareshani, Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. Make our hearts, Ya Allah, white, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whiter than snow and ice, Ya Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Don't make there be any more any hasad, Ya Allah, any kina, any malice, any bughz, any adawat, any pride, takabbur. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Fill it with your muhabbat and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Those who have got deadly diseases, cancer, whatever disease they may be suffering, Ya Allah. In the month of Ramadan, they are going through such pain and misery and suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, you alleviate, Ya Allah. You remove the sickness completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people requested du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill each person's du'as, those who are here and those who are not here also, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters and our daughters who are listening at home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this Ramadan different, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have already given us such a huge test and challenge, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are kind, Allah. You are most loving, Allah, most beautiful, Allah. You are not going to put more and more difficulties upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you make the decision now, Ya Allah. You make that fasla, Ya Allah. That whatever we may be, Ya Allah, no matter how weak we are, Allah, we don't have taqwa, we don't have a strong iman, we can't even do good amal, Ya Allah. We can't even obey you and Rasulullah properly, Ya Allah. Despite that, Ya Allah, you are so kind and Ya Allah, and loving that you just overlook all of our shortcomings and just put us in the jamaat and group, Ya Allah, of your special bandhas, Ya Allah. That on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, you raise us, Ya Allah, with our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's giving out the water from the house of Kuthar with his Mubarak hands. Oh, Rasulullah must be waiting for us to come, Ya Allah. And from a distance he must see us and he must call for us. And he must embrace us, oh Allah. And he must not chase us away, Ya Allah. With his Mubarak hands, he must give us a hose, a kosar water. Ya Allah, you become pleased with us, my Allah. Ab tu razi ban ja, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not going to be pleased with us, my Allah, what are we going to do, my Allah? Where can we run to, Ya Allah? You have said, fafirru ila Allah. That we must run away only to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are running away from you towards you, Ya Allah. We are running towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have Rahman, mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the remaining days of Ramadan, make it be beneficial for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a spiritual enlightening days, Ya Allah. Where we can feel that nur coming into our hearts, my Allah. That nur coming into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to have muhabbat amongst our wives and husbands, Ya Allah. With our children, our parents, my Allah. Our parents have done so much for us, Ya Allah. We cannot even talk nicely to them, my Allah. We disobey them, Ya Allah. And those who have passed away also, Ya Allah. Our doors of dua are closed, nothing, Ya Allah. We've got nobody else to make dua for us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive all the marhumin, Ya Allah. Forgive Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Give them the highest place in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. When our time comes, Ya Allah. Give us mouth in Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the condition that you are pleased with, Ya Allah. And give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله give us إخلاص يا الله give us إخلاص in our bayans يا الله in our majlises in our duas يا الله in our roza in our ibadat in our taraweeh in the tilawat of the Quran يا الله and all the programs that are taking place يا الله throughout the world but especially in this masjid يا الله Make it easy and accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya my Allah. You accept it, my Allah. فَنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيرُ عَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلِيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ مَا يَصِفُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ